الله الرحمن الرحيم تتيز داشعار وبعرف بالله هزتي أقدس هزت معنا شاحكي محمد أقدس نور الله مرقده فتايتل إيز تري عاشق من جينا تري عاشق من مرنا هي إيسي ترها سممكن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یعنی یعنی عاشقوں کی عادت یعنی عاشقوں کا شیوا یعنی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گر یا بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا کبھی گر یا بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا
تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے تیرے سنگ جل پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ جل پہ مرنا یہ تیری تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایت ہے یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جاننا توقع تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان نہ توقع تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نام ندامت تیرے سنگ جل پہ کرنا میرا نام ندامت تیرے سنگ جل پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پھرونا ہے یہی میری صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے تیری بند پروری ہے تیری شان جذب ہے تیری بند پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میرے جان مديك تذكر فما وقت يا ذكرنا من زندگی میری دیت کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حافظ میری دیت کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حافظ میری دیت کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The title of this poem, Teri Aashiqo Me Jeena, or Teri Aashiqo Me Marna. That to live the company of the Mashayikh, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to give your lives, to die in the company of such people, of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He usi tara se mumkin tera raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. That this is the way, this is the way which is possible to go in this path, to pass this path, that sometimes you will make sabr and sometimes you will make shukr. Unke milne se yahi ek raah, milne walo se raah paida kar. That this is one way that a person gets connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And get connected on this path, on that pathway, that highway, the super highway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. یہ تیرا رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا. That oh Allah, to live in your happiness and to also die in your happiness. Yeah, one meaning could be meant that when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, for example, at the time of Fajr Salah, at that time a person needs to become alive, not become dead. A person now become oblivious of the adhan, of the muazzin calling him, of the masjid. So at that time a person needs to come alive. And then on the other hand, when it comes to the prohibitions of Allah, for example, a person is walking, a young youth, full of vigor, and a very beautiful, attractive girl is walking opposite direction. At that time now, not to become alive, to become dead. Dead to the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, now you become dead, oblivious of that woman that is going past, you lower your gaze as if though no one walked past. So at that time you become the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab hai ya tera fazal karna. To show my servitude, to show abdiyat, to become the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only Allah ta'ala's fazal. This is Allah ta'ala's grace and mercy upon us. And what is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That when it mentioned that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are so deserving of Allah ta'ala's punishment. But it is only Allah ta'ala's fazl, Allah ta'ala's rahmat, that He covers our sins. That Allah ta'ala looks at us with His grace of mercy. Ma istihqanha bi'afani al-iqab. That tafaddal alina bi fununi al-a'la. That Allah ta'ala has fadl upon us with great ni'mat and bounties. Ma istihqaqina bi'afani al-iqab. That Allah ta'ala, in spite of us committing our attitude to Allah, that day in and day out we use the ni'mat and bounties Allah ta'ala is showering upon us, we use it for His disobedience. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering us. Allah ta'ala is overlooking our faults. Allah ta'ala is concealing our faults. We are the ones that we are supposed to get the divine punishment of Allah because of our gunas. But Allah ta'ala is overlooking us. Allah ta'ala is making our maghfirat. When a person now comes on this path and he realizes, yahi aashiko ke shewa, yahi aashiko ki aadat. Kabhi girya wa bukahe, kabhi aay asar wa barna, asar barna. That this is the way of the aashik, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their method, this is their way and adat and their habit. Kabhi girya wa bukahe, kabhi aay asar barna. That sometimes they are crying. Crying here could mean that they are crying because of looking at so many ni'mat and bounties of Allah. They are not deserving of it. And they are crying. Or they are crying because of the past. That, oh Allah, what was my life? What was my youth? How did I spend my life? When Allah Ta'ala gave the person hidayat, tawfiq to come back on the right path, now he thinks back, and now he cries, oh Allah, forgive all my sins. لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ زَجَرِ الْمُسَبِّهِينَ. That the tears, the sobbing, and the tears of that person, of the person who committed gunas, is so beloved to Allah, it is more beloved than the tasbih of that person making a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have that regret, the remorse in the heart, that a person cries. As Hakim Sa rahmatullahi alayhi says, that when a person is tearing, he's crying, this is the audited receipt that Allah ta'ala has accepted his tawbah. Allah ta'ala, this is a sign that Allah ta'ala has accepted the tawbah. And the tears is such, is so powerful that it can wipe out and extinguish the fires of Jahannam. That is as Hakim Sa rahmatullahi said, that when a person cries, then take those tears and rub it over his face, rub it over his back, over his body, because those tears, inshallah, will be a means of protection from the azam. Yahi iski alamat hai, yahi iski zamanat. This is a sign that a person has love. This is a guarantee that he has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi zikr ho zuba se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That sometimes I will make zikr of Allah with my tongue, zikr al-lisani, and sometimes I will make zikr with my heart. I will contemplate of the favors of Allah. I will contemplate of the great ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the barakat of sitting in the company of the pious people. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is the true buzruq, true wali of Allah? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man zakkarakum billahi ru'yatuhu. That when you look at him, this is your gaze, when you look at him, he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah ta'ala, this is Allah wa'ala. This person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من ذكركم بالله رؤيته وزادكم في علمكم منطقه. And when he speaks words of wisdom, gems come down from his tongue, and this increases your knowledge. And then when you look at his actions, من ذكركم بالله رؤيته وذكركم بالآخرة أمله. His actions reminds you of the Akhirah. It brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. میری زندگی کا حاصل میرے زیز کا سہارا تیری عاشقوں میں جینا تیری عاشقوں میں مرنا. Then the sum total of my life and the support of my life is to die, to live among the ashiqs, the lovers of Allah, and to die among the ashiqs. Many a person change their entire life by sitting in one majlis And we know the famous incident of Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatul Ali. He was far away from Tasawwuf and he wasn't interested. He was a great mufassir of the Quran al-Kareem. But when he was influenced and he was encouraged to come and sit, come in the company of Hazrat Shah Mahashwari Thani Rahmatul Ali, and then his entire life changed, his outlook towards the soul changed. And he mentioned so many beautiful couplets that the first time in my life I've listened to what beautiful gems of the tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem. At the time of tahajjud, when they're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such benefit he had experienced by just sitting in a company of the buzruqs. One is majzoob. A person is a majzoob that Allah ta'ala attracts him. And one is a saliq. One is a person who walks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hakim Sir Rahmatullah explained, that there are two terms. One is majzoobul saliq and one is saliqul majzoob. Majzoobul saliq is that person Allah ta'ala attracts him. And he brings him closer to him. He makes his jazb and then he walks on the path of towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other one, Allah ta'ala sometimes leaves him. He walks, he makes some mehnat, makes some qurbani. And then after Allah ta'ala brings him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one person who was passing a very great wali of Allah's house. And he was in the upper story. So this person, simpleton, wanted to go and see this person. So this great buzruk sitting on a balcony, he threw down a scaling ladder. So this simpleton started climbing up and then he reached the top to this buzruk. So the first question he asked this buzruk, that how did you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're such a great buzruk, how did you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said, in the same way you reached me. That I threw the scaling, this ladder down, and you reached me up to me. Allah ta'ala had made jazz by throwing his ladder of tawfiq. And I climbed up the ladder and I reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dar kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiko se seekha tere sang dard par marna. That I did not know what was the love, what was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I came to learn it from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was at that moment that I threw my life at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we do not know what was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Shah Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi came to our shores in the early 90s, 94, 95. We were students of here. We thought, what is this tasawwuf and these ashars we rendered over here. And great buzruks in this very masjid used to give the translation and sit in a company around Hazasha Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi, Mufti Hussain Bayat Sahib Rahmatullahi, Malayus Patil Sahib Rahmatullahi, Mansur al-Haq Sahib Dhanu Barakatu, our Shaykh Dhanu Barakatu, so many great buzruks and figures. And then he, so to say, introduced us what was his tasawwuf and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, our Hazrat saying that whether I came into Hazrat's life or Hazrat came into my life. What a great ni'mat, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah elevate the status of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madar sadqa. Meri jaan natawa ka tere gham ka sabar ka naam. That, oh Allah, these are your gifts. This is your health and assistance. That this useless body of mine, that now I'm making sabr of your command. This is your great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only your health. Battle of Uhud, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 70 of Sahaba, the Battle of Uhud, they gave their life. Unfortunately, we can't make sacrifice to give up gunas. They gave their lives for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to gunas, we are so weak that we can't even give up our gunas at the time when the temptations come about. So may Allah grant us the tawfiq and gain Allah ta'ala's help. Allah asks for Allah Ta'ala's assistance. Each salah we're reading is bina sirat al-mustaqim. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. That we worship you, O Allah, and only you do we seek assistance. At every given moment, we are in need of the assistance and the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye teri ata hai ya Rabb hai, ye tera jaz pinha. That, O Allah, this is a great mercy upon us and your gift upon us that you filled us with this concealment of this attraction. Mera nala nadamat tere sang darf karna. That, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you attracted us, you pulled us towards us, and now this regret of mine I'm pouring out at your threshold. Just like a person has a remote control and he can't see anything, he presses the remote control, the garage opens, or the gate opens. He presses the remote control again, the garage closes, and the gate closes. So we can't see the infrared that is taking place. In a similar vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our judge. Allah ta'ala attracts us. We can't see what is happening. We should have that yaqeen that Allah ta'ala is putting us, attracting us. We're sitting in this majlis, it's only Allah ta'ala's tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of coming over here. We out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq. Sitting in the company of the mashayikh, going to the Darul Uloom, this is only Allah Ta'ala's this pinha and his jazz and this attraction that Allah Ta'ala is calling us towards. Mera har khata par rona hai yahi meri talaqi, that to cry over my sins, over my faults, this is my compensation. Teri rahmato ka sadaqa, mera jurm ka afu karna. That, O Allah, it is only to your rahmat, only through your mercy, O Allah, that you can overlook my faults. That, O Allah, through your mercy, that you can forgive my sins. It's only through your mercy, O Allah, that you can wipe out my sins and forgive my sins and accept my tawbah. It's only Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. When he came to Layla Majnun, Majnun was so attracted towards Layla. And someone asked, what beauty do you see in Layla? She is so, she's not very attractive. So what did he say? That you need the eyes of Majnun to see Layla. So we need the eyes, or we need to take out our blinkers. We need to have the cataract removed from us. Then we will see, we'll progress in life. On one occasion, Majnun was walking, going after Layla, and one person was performing Salah. So after Salah, he got irritated. He said, what is wrong with you? Couldn't you see I was performing Salah? You walked in my way, and you going after Layla. So he said, please forgive me, I didn't see you. And then he walked a little bit, and he came back. And then he said, you know, I just realized, in the love of Layla, I did not see you. But in the love of your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did you see me? You're supposed to be engaged in your salah. How did you see me? So when a person has that collection, inshallah, then everything becomes blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the true love. Teri shan jaz hai ye, teri banda parwari hai. That, oh Allah, you will attract us, you will pull us, and you will nurture us. Mere jaan wajil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. That, oh Allah, with my body, with my soul, with my heart, I will remember you all the time. To all be in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a person in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kullu mutin fa huwa zakirun. A person who is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a zakir. A person who abstains from the prohibitions of Allah is also a zakir. A person who fulfills the commands of Allah is also a zakir. So this zikr is very, very comprehensive. That every moment of our life, we should be in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisi ahle din ki sohbat jo mini hai ko, kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jina, usse a gaya hai marna. Hazrat Isa rahmatullah said that when a person gains the sohbat, na waazon se, na kitabon se, nazar se, deen hota hai buzurgon ki nazar se. That not by sitting some waaz, some bayan, or studying some kitab, this will not, outward shakal will come, but the true noor of all this will come, of the true love of Allah, when you sit in the company of the buzurgs, when you sit in the company of the mashayikh. It is mentioned, Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullahi mentioned the hadith, Al-Aynu Haqqun, that the bad nazar, or that evil eye, it is a reality. But I say, why translate it, or why give it in a negative meaning? Because when a person, the buzruk, when he sees a fasiq or a fajir, he becomes the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just that one gaze of the nazar of that buzruk, that person's life changes. Just by coming in a company, or sitting in a company, and the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the malaika are coming, and those engaged in the dhikr of Allah, then they will be told that there's one person, he just came to give someone the car keys. Oh, then he just came to inform someone, give him a message. So the Allah Ta'ala tells the malaika, humul qawm, la yasqa bihim jaleesuhum. These are such people that even he won't be deprived of it. That just merely coming and sitting in the company of these buzruks, even with a wrong excuse of coming to give someone the khakis, he also won't be deprived. So to live in a rida and in the pleasure of Allah, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. So this way we will live how to love and how we die. In the company of the mashayikh, in the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala granted the tawfiq.